In the mid-90s, Robbie Williams was part of a British teen pop act called Take That, whose overseas stardom never took root in America. With the release of his first solo CD in this country, however, rock critic Ken Tucker says he understands why Williams is justified in calling his collection The Ego Has Landed.
We didn't think it lasts beyond summer. I met her father, she met my mother. We didn't have anywhere else to go. She said to me, when we grow older, will we still need young love on our shoulders? Does it just fade away? Will we ever know?
Take That was one of those British-only success stories that go all the way back to the Beatles era. Anyone in this country remember an act called Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch? Take That never broke through beyond a cult following in America, and teen stardom is all about mass followings, and thus, by definition, a flop. Now a ripe 25 years old, Robbie Williams has acquired a sense of irony as well as a sense of the zeitgeist. On his bona fide American hit single called Millennium, he sounds as if he knows what audiences on this side of the pond like to hear. Big, positive-thinking ballads. We got stars directing our fate. And we're ready and it's not too late. Millennium.
Some say that we are players. Some say that we are pawns. But we've been making money since the day that we were born. Got some slow down.
The Ego Has Landed is actually a compilation of Williams' two British solo albums, so in theory, there shouldn't be a dud cut on it, and in practice, it comes pretty close. Williams sings in a sure, steady tenor that careens around drum beats and keyboard riffs. At their best, his songs have the surging energy of anthems, laced with just the right amount of self-consciousness.
My breath smells of a thousand fags, so when I'm drunk, I dance like me dad. I've started to dress a bit like him. An early morning when I wake up, I look like Kiss, but without the makeup. And that's a good line to take it to the bridge. And you know, cause my life's a mess. And I'm trying to grow, so before.
I hope you noticed the last lines of the first verse there. Quote, I look like Kiss but without the makeup, and that's a good line to take it to the bridge. It's cheap, clever self-consciousness, but it sounds smart in this context, and more important, it's really catchy. If Williams' chosen image is that of the cocky kid, his secret weapons are his studious adulation of both American soul music and Elton John.
Sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate my fate? And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head,
and I feel that love is dead. I'm loving angels instead. And through where, oh.
Watching Robbie Williams strut his stuff on David Letterman recently, I thought, this kid can't miss. But then I remembered one big obstacle to Williams' bid to become this summer's top-selling boy toy, a brick wall named Ricky Martin, the Latin crooner who has all of Williams' cool quotient and a better gimmick, Latin pop for the masses. Ricky Martin needs neither my help nor my criticism. He's going to be this season's one-man Backstreet Boys. So I'm throwing my support behind Robbie Williams. If you're looking for escapist pop, give this egomaniac a chance.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.